It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by SearchWP. Improve WordPress search by visiting searchwp.com. You know the drill. Everything I mention here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out thewpminute.com for the links. Let's get started with the good news before we get into the not-so-good news. Matt Mullenweg announced that the Creative Commons search is joining the WordPress project, stating that the WordPress community has long advocated for a repository with GPL-compatible images. I think this is timely and needed with the not-so-recent announcement of Unsplash being acquired by Getty Images. Now time for the not-such-good news. What the flock? First, what is flock? Well, here's the definition straight from Google. Federated learning of cohorts. Flock enables the ad selection without sharing the browser behavior of individual users. Flock provides a privacy-preserving mechanism for interest-based ad selection, or so we think. As a user moves around the web, their browser uses flock algorithm to work out its interest cohort, which will be the same for thousands of browsers with a similar recent browsing history. The browser recalculates its cohort periodically on the user's device without sharing individual browsing data with the browser vendor or anyone else. So one might think, okay, this sounds all right, until the Electronic Frontier Foundation chimes in stating flock is a terrible idea. And I'm just going to pull some quotes from their article. The third-party cookie is dying and Google is trying to create its replacement. Google is leading the charge to replace third-party cookies with a suite of technologies to target ads on the web, and some of its proposals show that it hasn't learned the right lessons from the ongoing backlash to the surveillance business model. Flock is meant to be a new way to make your browser do the profiling that third-party trackers used to do themselves. In this case, boiling down your recent browser activity into a behavioral label, and then sharing that with websites and advertisers. The technology will avoid the privacy risks of third-party cookies, but it will create new ones in the process. Okay, now that I'm a little bit more concerned with this, so are other WordPress contributors who want to treat Flock more as a security concern than a privacy concern. Read through the comments in the link on the post to find the different takes around the community. There's even a track ticket dedicated to monitor the concern. Pull up a seat at the tavern, pour yourself a cold one as we go over some of this week's most notable articles from the tavern. The upcoming pattern directory is set to launch with WordPress 5.8. The Jetpack team has launched yet another project called Jetpack Boost. Interesting to see that they launched this as a standalone plugin, since Mullenweg has always flexed on the idea that Jetpack is so modular. An interesting conversation around banning companies that run competitive ads against WordPress from sponsoring WordCamps is open. Well, until today, it's already closed, but check out the conversation happening on the thread so you can see everyone's take on the matter. I think on the surface this makes sense, but there's also some gray area, even how automatic leverages cross-branding of WordPress and WordPress.com. Okay, time for the grab bag. Get Ellipsis has a fantastic post on user personas for WordPress businesses. I think this is great for anyone who's in the marketing space or about to launch a product. Doesn't matter if it's a product or a service, definitely check out this article. Our friend Bob WP from Do The Woo has a fantastic episode on his Do The Woo podcast, most recently interviewing, I won't even try to attempt his name, but he's one of the masterminds at Automatic behind Gutenberg. Gravity Forms 2.5 has launched, fantastically revised with a core focus on the design and accessibility. Gravity Forms is one of the oldest plugins that I've paid for and still pay for to this day. Brainstorm Force has a fun video poking fun at the Wix and WordPress competition, but definitely this time more so at Wix. Okay, that's the WP Minute. Go to thewpminute.com.